please remain standing for our national anthem.
Well,
I love it.
You like it?
I really do.
What's your favorite part?
I listen, it's so good. This is really creative.
Yeah.
Is it my imagination or is he hitting some of the notes?
He's he's definitely doing something.
He's hitting some of the notes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
a lot.
Stupid.
That's our friend King Ash Ripper, who, by the way, you know, I was really disappointed that we didn't get acknowledged by him.
Yeah.
But one of his videos, the description line says, "Shout out to your mom's house."
Oh,
podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
So he is kind of acknowledging us.
It's his way of, you know.
Slowly but surely.
He's saying, "I live in the woods. I don't reach, but I'm giving you, I'm extending this. This olive branch."
He's off the grid, but he wants us to know he's aware of us.
He's aware that we've made such an effort. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that patriotic spin on those parts. You know?
If not, he's always a patriot.
Check it out.
Lest you doubt his allegiance to this country.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly American, so you can't claim him other countries. I'm going to Denver, Mamlorado. This Wednesday through Saturday, peep this. We've added a show. We've added a Thursday late show because other shows sold out. So thank you, Denver. And if you want to come to that show, it is now on sale. It's Wednesday at, Thursday at 10 p.m. It's the 14th. And there might be another show added on the weekend. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Again, that is Downtown Denver, Comedy Works, not the South Club.
Momedy Works.
Yes, Momedy Works. So keep your eyes out for that. Then Los Angeles, I'm playing Los Angeles, finally. I'm playing Flappers Comedy Club, Milk Flaps Comedy Club in Burbank, also known as Sperm Bank, California.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, January 22nd and 23rd. And then I head to Salt Lake City, Utah. February. Is it 4th, 5th, and 6th? Or 5th and 6th? I don't know. I think it's 5th and 6th. I'm excited to be at Wise Guys Comedy Club there in Salt Lake, Utah. That is, it's the 5th and the 6th. So I will be there for those. And then finally, I'll wrap up February at Fart in Fartniks, Arizona, at Stand Up Live the 26th and 27th before making my way to Tacoma and Sacramento in March. Jeans?
Well, I'm triumphantly returning to stand up this weekend at the Comedy Store Saturday the 16th, the 8 o'clock show. Finally, it's been a long time.
Hey, can I just say something? How great would it be if some local mothers were there to receive you back into the stand-up world?
Some local
at the
moms.
Store. Yeah, if just some moms from around here.
Breast pumping.
Go see Christina at the store, getting back on the horse. You don't understand what it's like. You take some time off from stand-up. It's a whole thing, man. It's a whole thing to get, just to get that first. Once you do the first set back again, your world changes. But yeah, that first set back, it'll be, it's always different.
It's,
you know?
So exciting. Yes. I got to bust that first knot out. And then
that's a different way of putting it.
Also, this is super in the future, but I may as well plant seeds now. April 1st and 2nd, I'm at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. That's far in
sorry,
the future.
Where?
Flappers.
Where? But what city? Sperm Bank?
Sperm Bank. Burp Bank. Sperm Bank.
Yep.
And then April 20th, one night at the Ventura Comedy Club. One night, April 20th.
It's a great time.
Dude, that's 420, bro.
Bro.
Bro. I'm going to get fucking
And you're doing April
lit.
1st? I mean, are you playing a joke on us or is this stuff for real?
Can I borrow Vape Dad's vape for the night for 420?
Ooh, I don't know. I hope you're not breastfeeding with all those vapes in you.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's open the show. We can get into all these topics we have. We have so many things to discuss, Jeans. You really sent me some really gross stuff this week, by the way.
You're welcome.
Where is it? What's the opening thing here? Oh, here it is. Okay. Here we go. You ready, Jeans?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Girl will be calling for mom. That's just right. Like these kids do at the mom calling contest. So tell me who you are and how old are you?
My name's Nathan and I'm six.
And where do you live?
In Carlisle.
Carlisle. Okay, let's hear it. What you sound like when you call your mom. It looks like you won the third place ribbon.
Mom!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitza. Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah, that was weird, right?
A little crackle?
I don't know what's going on, man. You had a problem with your show.
Oh, my God. I fucked up so bad.
God damn it. Well, thank God we have these kids to help us out.
First place,
Ribbon.
Mom!
So stupid.
So dumb.
What an annoying contest to have.
So annoying.
Isn't it bad enough to have kids screaming at you like that, and there's a contest encouraging that shit?
Yeah, that's kind
that's
of a lot.
Stupid. God.
Ugh.
Horrible people. Don't encourage that. It's rude.
You're going to have that a lot.
Mom!
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Where are you going?
Well, I'm not a mom.
Oh, did you hear that?
Ugh.
You know what's neat since I've had a baby is that I can't really control my farts anymore.
That is neat.
They just fall out of me.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Really weird. I fart a lot bigger now.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Are you excited about that?
I don't know if excited is the term I would go with, but I am. It's really neat. You have said that you can't control it anymore.
I can't control my farts. I pee now a little bit all the time in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun, but the fart control is really a problem.
What do you think? What do you think happens? How does that happen?
Well, I think it's having my asshole sewn shut.
Hmm.
Had something to do with it. Having the area between my vagina and asshole sewn shut 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. And then, but
something tells me, and then pushing a baby out of my cooter did that.
Made you lose control of farts.
Something happened in the sewing and the, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
It could be.
How are you handling not having sexual intercourse with me this long?
Meeting other people online.
Where? On like a Grindr, Tinder?
All of them. Just name it. Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's good. I mean, a lot of it's just like bathrooms, you know, public bathrooms. Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah.
You're such an animal.
Well, you know.
Public bathroom.
They understand. Everybody goes, I understand. You know, you just need this for a second.
Because you can't wait 6 weeks for sex.
Yeah, true.
It's too long, right?
Yeah.
In a marriage?
I think so. I mean.
How many people get divorced, do you think, after the baby comes and it's a 6 week wait?
I think it's a lot.
It's too much to expect a man to stick around, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I think it is. I think I speak for all of us when I say.
Hey, Hitler. Wait, play that again.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Hitler.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Hitler. Hey, Hitler.
That's silly. Stupid.
It makes me laugh
hey,
so hard.
Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
Stupid.
Hey, Hitler.
Who are you talking to? Why are you talking to Hitler?
Wait, is she vlogging to the Fuhrer?
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it.
I'm just hoping that he's listening in the afterlife.
So, you know,
hey,
this kid.
Hitler.
That was in, yeah, this kid that was screaming to his mom.
third place
ribbon.
Mom!
What an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Amanda
don't
Lewis, applaud Jeff Eckhoff, did you hear that? Okay.
Yeah, look how happy these people are.
Yeah, all are assholes.
I'm Emily, and I forgot everything else.
Oh. Do you know where you're from?
A dumb kid.
Dubuque.
Right?
Okay, Dubuque. You remembered. Did you remember how to call your mom?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Okay, that was your second place winner, I believe.
Title secrets.
Oh, I believe she won on sheer volume.
Jesus, what kind of nerds do you think are? Can you picture the nerds that are calling this or no?
The nerds that are
I think that she is.
So
weird. If you don't mind, I'm gonna fart in my dad's face real quick, like that guy. Jesus.
Yeah, it's creepy when people are really involved in like children's competitions of any sort, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What are you doing on a Saturday hosting the mom calling contest?
I want to have sex with my dad. I think if my mom put me in that competition, yeah. I might leave there with a little different attitude. Like, why'd you put me in front of the crowd?
Dude? Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like
angry at my mother. So I started saying, Mom, 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 why did you do that to me?
You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
That one's my favorite. That's a grown man. That is kind of evil, putting your kid in like any kind of pageantry. My mother was always doing that shit to me.
That is evil.
Putting me in fashion shows, acting class.
I think, you know, we'll fuck up as parents.
Of course, yeah.
One of the things that I really always resented parents for is when you go, parents are like, hey. And in front of people, like both of them were like, she's pretty. Go, you know, go
like
talk to her.
To boys, you mean? Like
encouraging
them?
Yeah, but they would embarrass you. Like they would do it in front of people.
Ugh.
You know, like.
It's creepy.
She's sitting right over there. And then I'm like, I see her, you know, like at a public place. You
How
know,
old
like,
are you?
I think that kind of stuff starts happening everywhere from like when people kind of start having boyfriend, girlfriends, like the childish ones are sixth, seventh grade, eighth grade. But then when, you know, even into ninth, 10th grade, I remember being on a vacation and my dad... We went to some show, you know, it was like a
sex show.
Yeah. Family sex show. So this couple, they were butt fucking on stage and we all go and you just kind of watch it and after dessert.
Jerk off. Yeah.
So my dad's jerking off next to me and he goes, we sit in the auditorium to watch this show and he holds everyone back from sitting down because there's a cute girl and he's like, Tommy. And then,
God.
Look goes, you know, just signals. And I was
creepy.
Like, dude, Why are, you know, do you know how embarrassing this is right now?
Well, why is your dad scoping out hot 12-year-olds? That's the real...
No, no, no. I was probably 16.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah,
yeah, but it's so fucking humiliating.
Because it also, yeah, it's none of his business.
You know?
You're
like,
sexual.
Why are you doing that to me?
Yeah.
And then he's like, what? Oh, man.
That would make me crazy. Because
I have a visceral reaction to it still.
But what were you supposed to do? Like, walk up to her?
I'll tell you how much rage I still have for that. Is right now, you could put me in front of a heavy bag and I would just demolish it of how angry it makes
really?
Me.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, because I feel like it's humiliating to be put in that position.
I agree with you. I think it's...
What do you want me to do?
It's so gross.
Tell her I want to fuck her right
you
now?
You want to finger her? Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, would that make your dad happy? Like, excuse me, I like to finger you.
I fucking hate it. It's true.
You know what I really hate in parents? It makes me crazy. Whenever you meet a small child and the parent, and then the parent's like, Jessica, show them how you can bark like a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your trick.
Do it again.
Do it. Show them how you say hello. And you're like,
do it like you did earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to see. Your kid doesn't need to do tricks for me to acknowledge its existence. Don't worry. The kid can be whatever it is.
Yes.
Don't force. I think that's
Let
the same.
Let your kid be a kid.
Yeah, similar with your dad, like forcing your sexuality on someone, right? Like, Tommy, go hit on this girl. Like, no.
Yes,
don't make the kids do anything. Come on.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I wish I could, you know, in that instance, I wish I could sub dad in for mom here.
Or just saying, mom, mom,
dad,
mom,
dad,
why did you do that to me?
Yeah. You know what my mother used to do, and it made me fucking crazy, is we would always go on, like, on a trip or somewhere, and she'd force me to get to the front of the line. Like, I'd have to wake up. Like, we took a tour through Mexico, and every day we'd board a tour bus to go through Mexico. And she would make me get up earlier and then go stand in front of the bus so that we got the best seats. Like,
yeah.
Go to the front of the line. Like, the panic of being in the back of the line my mother had. So that my whole life, yeah.
Always for the line to build?
Always to be the first in line. I had to go ahead.
Which seat would you take at that point when you got on? What's the best seat?
Okay, so the best seat, this is the crazy part. According to my mom on an airplane, the best seat was next to the window by the wing, because she believed if there was a crash, that if you sat by the wing, your likelihood of survival was higher, because she had read that somewhere. Same with the bus. Middle of the bus, window. Craziness, right?
Yeah.
God.
I don't think that's the best seat.
On a bus?
Mm-mm.
Fuck no. I think you want to go towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
Not the very front, because then you're a nerd.
Yeah. You want to be near the front.
Near the front.
You can get on and get off quicker.
Exactly.
It's all about not being stuck on that bus.
Of course. And the back is the worst, obviously.
Yeah. And if it's got like a... Some of those buses have little turd stalls in them in the back.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? And people are just dumping on a bus.
In Mexico, too.
Yeah. They're
diarrhea.
Dumping extra dumps. Plus, you don't take care of yourself, you know? People are sweating more, and it's just all musking up in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not good.
No.
Not good. Well, let's see how this other mom call went.
And now here is the first place winner. What's your name, sweetie?
Heather.
Where are you from?
Norwalk.
How old are you?
9.
Let's hear that blue ribbon award winning mom call. That was
terrible.
So good. You can catch that each year up at Pioneer Hall on Friday.
Oh,
thank you very much, kids.
That kid just screamed. That wasn't a. I'd argue that the third place should
was
be the first.
Yeah, he was really something.
I don't think that was.
Tess? So
Nathan and.
That's terrible.
I'm 6.
And where do you live?
In Carlisle.
Carlisle. Okay, let's hear it. What you sound like when you call your mom. It looks like you won the third place ribbon.
Mom!
Yeah, see, I like that one.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a scream.
If I'm being honest here, I would tell all these kids, none of you is a winner, though.
Right.
Because none of these mom calls were really that impressive to me.
Really?
Yeah, I would just be like, you know, maybe you should get a participation award. I would tell that to the kids until they cry.
To all of them.
Yeah, make them cry a little
but
bit.
But you have to pick a winner.
Yeah, but I mean, why do I have to pick it out of those three, you know?
Well, we want to go to this contest next year and we can sit through all the mom calls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's book it.
We could bring our son.
That'd be a really good idea.
Are you popping?
Yeah, it's so annoying. Pop.
I think that pop should be resolved.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, for now it is.
Can you play this clip, Mike? Yeah. So my cousin Julie sent in this article about Jessica Simpson. It's making the rounds. Apparently, she was on the Ellen show.
Yeah.
And she admitted to America that she only... Well, why don't we play the clip?
Let's play
I don't
want
to blow the load here.
Let's play the clip.
Now, I hate to bring this up because this may eliminate some prospects, but you don't brush your teeth?
Oh. Well, not all the time. Maybe... Explain
30 times a week.
Explain why. Because my teeth are so white, and I don't like them to feel too slippery. But I do use, like, Listerine, and I do floss every day.
Right.
But I don't brush them every day. I just, I'll use a shirt or something. But I always have fresh breath. They are too slippery, and I feel like, I don't know, my lips just slide all over the place.
So you need... So you need a little bit of something to keep them slowed down.
Just a little coating.
I know, it's gross. It's gross.
That is fucking crazy.
Gnarly.
Now that, this is from a while ago.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. This must not be late breaking.
Oh no, it's from 2010. Yeah. Well, it's late breaking to me.
It's late, I agree. It's completely changed my perspective on life, on teeth, and on Jessica Simpson for sure.
That's so gross, though. You can't have fresh breath if you're only brushing.
Three times a week?
Not in this house.
I don't know what she's talking about. And I don't think a dentist would support that.
No.
I don't understand what she meant. My teeth are so white.
Well, she's got them big donkey veneer chompers. So, she's got big white fakers. Yeah.
Yeah. But so what does that have to do with you? I don't know. Why are you not brushing?
I don't know, dude.
It doesn't even add up to me.
She says it's too slippery.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Your teeth are too slippery?
She's a retard, babe.
Retard.
How's your teeth? Are you flossing since becoming a dad?
Not as much as I should be, but I flossed last night. I flossed last night.
Retarded.
But I haven't, you know.
How's your dad mouth?
It's, you know, it's progressing. I mean, it's slipping into daddom, but it's not a full dad mouth yet. And, like, you know. This morning, I'll tell you, like last night I flossed and I brushed my teeth. And then this morning I brushed and used Listerine. And then tomorrow or tonight I'll probably do all three. I'm not big on, I mean, do you morning floss? I don't morning floss.
No, I don't think you, I think I floss in the evening after dinner.
That's what I do. But every once in a while, depending on what I eat and if I can get my hands on it, I'll even floss after lunch.
Wait a minute. Are you supposed to floss more than once a day?
A lot of people floss after their first meal.
Yeah, like lunch. I might. If I have like a salad, because the green pieces get stuck.
Yeah.
In my chompers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But definitely after dinner. That's disgusting if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have my first dental appointment. I've, you know, let's see. It's been 6 months. February 9th. So I'll report back on mom mouth.
Yeah.
You know what
I totally slept on? It's not even, I mean, it is maintenance, but I really wish I just, you know, I should just do it. I haven't used my whitening trays in forever.
Oh, you got to do it.
When was the last time you did it?
Well, I can't because I got veneers. So once they're done, because you can't lighten veneers once they're on.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm stuck with this
shade. What about tonight? Should I do it tonight?
I wish you would.
You wish I would?
I mean, they're so yellow, buttery.
Shut up. That is not true.
You've had them forever and you never use them.
I've used them a few times.
They do burn, but the burn, it's a good burn.
I used them a lot when I got them.
Right. But you got to turn your gums white with the burn. That's how you know.
It burns so hard. So fucking intense.
That's how you know it's working, Tom.
Yeah.
You got to burn your gums.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I used to love the burn of that. That felt real good. Mm.
Yeah. It's a
lot.
Who
was I watching last night? Some guy on Millionaire Matchmaker. You know what I noticed on that show is that people are like, I'm worth $1 million and I live in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 100 miles outside of L.A. We're like... $200,000 is worth $1 million somewhere shitty like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not in LA, bro.
Yeah.
So, of course, you can get a mansion.
There's
Like, come on.
That fucking show is absolutely a lesson on how to be a douchebag or not be one.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys make me cringe as a man where I'm like, ugh.
The ones that are like, I have a great sense of humor, so she better have one too.
Those guys are gross.
Because right? if you have to tell people you have a sense of humor.
Yeah, it's always that. It's the, you know, that's the same as couples who go, like, at least one of them is like, we never fight. We're super in love. I love her so much.
Yeah, sure.
Always a red flag that they're talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like if a person's like, I'm a good guy. You know, one thing about me, I'm a really good guy. And you're like, okay.
Run for the hills.
Yeah. I mean, and you see it on that show. You see it all. I'm a really good guy.
Yeah.
I'm really funny. You know.
Right.
I hope she can hang with my sense of humor.
I want a partner in crime, which is so dumb because I was just saying, like, I want somebody I get along with.
Yeah. Well, oh, really? You don't want somebody that fights with you a lot?
Duh.
Yeah.
Retard.
The other one is that it's super gross, too, is that I'm a really young version of
me. Oh, that's the best.
It'll be like so-and-so, he's 47.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I'm worth like $7 to $10 million. I'm 46, but I'm a real young. I mean, you know, a lot of times people will ask me, are you 33? You know?
Bruh.
I mean, like, uh-huh. So a lot of times people get your age, they're off by like 13 years usually.
My favorite is the guy that's like, I'm 47, but I look 30.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you don't, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Bro,
and then,
bro, you don't.
The funniest thing to me on that show is when they go, well, what age do you want to date? It'll be a guy who's like 50.
Yeah.
And she goes, he'll go, I'm thinking, you know, 25, 20. And she'll go, ugh. It's so creepy. You're so fucking old. And the guys will be like, ah. Those are the funniest moments on that show, is that she calls you out for being a total creep. And
POS.
You're a POS and you're playing way out of where you should be.
Yeah.
She's like, get somebody way closer in age to your old fucking ass. Why should a beautiful young woman subject herself to you? You're disgusting.
That's so funny. Or there was one guy. Oh, we talked about this last time. Was it the 47-year-old? And the girl was like, "Have you seen that movie? What About Bob?"
Oh my
god! And he's like, "It's before my time." Like, how old are you, motherfucker?
Yeah,
and
he was like, "I like Springsteen. I like you too."
Yeah, so she goes,
"I like Linkin Park." And he's like, "Not familiar."
Yeah, we did talk about
actually. And the other thing I really enjoy is when a douchebag like that guy reports back to Patty, and he's like, "It was a great date." And she goes, "Yeah." Well, she said you're old as fuck, and she would never want to see you again. He's like, what?
Yeah, they're so blown away when the girl has zero attraction to them.
Yeah. And that one was an old one, too.
God.
And I think it was right when, or close to when Napoleon Dynamite came out.
Yeah.
And she goes, have you seen Napoleon Dynamite yet? He goes, no. No. She goes, oh, you got to see that. Yeah, I don't. He goes, I don't make my way to the cinema that often.
The cinema. The colored pictures, the movie, the talkies.
You fucking old turd.
Yeah, that is a... So I've been watching these old episodes on Apple TV. And last night there was the guy who claims to be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the classic veneer no-no, which is just the tops.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap-ass, white, big-ass billboards. And then the bottom he leaves untouched so that they're yellow as shit. And the top is all white. And it makes you look so much older, too.
Yeah, it does.
You look like the Crypt Keeper with the creepy white teeth.
Why do you think no one can see the bottoms?
I know. Everybody can see them.
It's not in your underwear. It's also in your mouth. It's just the lower portion of your mouth.
First of all, you could get veneer tops with no bottoms because nobody sees your bottom teeth. Like right now, I haven't seen your bottom teeth in conversation. I have to pull down your lip like when I pull down Fifo's mouth or Bitsy's to look at the teeth.
Uh-huh.
The way you talk and the beard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it looks like you don't have any teeth. No one can see talk. They can't see your bottom teeth ever.
They can see my bottom teeth.
Because your lips are big and your beard is so full.
That's so rude. That's rude.
No, nobody could see your chompers. You could get all veneers up top and nobody would see them.
Come on, man.
Because of your big homeless mouth. No, now you're forcing it. But Tom, this is how you talk. This is how you talk most of the time. Okay, this is you.
Okay.
Like, babe, where's the spoon? Babe, did you find my
my battery from my camera, babe.
Why are you doing this fucking retarded talk?
Babe. That's how you talk.
No, I don't talk like that.
Can we talk about your oopsie panties?
Oh,
your oopsies?
My oopsies? I got these dick shorts. They're basically really loose-fitting sweat shorts.
Well, but you wear them with your dick out. That's why we call them dick shorts, because you don't wear panties.
Well, my dick's not out of them. My dick's in them.
Free in them. That's why I call them your
dick. So they're pictured loose-fitting sweat shorts, right? They're the best things ever to wear around the house. Now, I have a new pair. I have two new pairs, actually. I have one that I bought when I was at the Stowe, and then I have a MeUndies pair that they sent, and then I have my third is 10 years old.
Those are the best.
Those are the ones I had on, my old dick shorts.
They're old school.
And when I, because they're so loose that if I take a few steps, they ride down my waistline, and it's kind of like me going,
Oopsie. Did you see something?
I hope you didn't get a peek of something you shouldn't have. I'd feel real bad if you did.
Now, the key to a pair of oopsies is that they have to be over 10 years old. Because I have a pair of sweatpants. I have a pair of oopsie sweatpants. That the gray ones, you know what I'm talking about? The foldovers?
Yes.
Those are my oopsies.
Yeah, you got to fold. I have to fold them over just to have them stick to my the waist. They're that loose.
Oopsies are like, it's like playing a roulette. Like if you walk outside of the house, like if you want to go get the mail, are you letting the dogs out in your oopsies?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I hope the neighbors don't see.
Yeah, because they're going to get a real oopsie. They might see a lot more than they sign up for.
I really like that.
You did it in front of our nanny. You wore your oopsies out last night.
I did. And I was carrying plates back to the kitchen, and with each step, they started to ride down. So I had to stop, because if you're just home, I'll just let everything fall out.
Of course.
But I had to stop and pull them up.
Now, were you wearing a shirt, or were you going topless?
Yep. More fucking cable issues here.
Yeah, I know. We gotta figure it out. Oopsies.
Yeah. Oopsies.
I once wore your dick shorts.
Which ones? Those?
The gray oopsie. The ultimate oopsie. So let's just forever refer to the original oopsies or the gray ones.
Yeah.
I wore them for the first time, like, when
I was
pregnant.
Wait, the new oopsies are gray, too. The new dick shorts are gray.
But they're 10 years old?
The new ones are gray.
Right.
The old ones, the ones that I had on last night?
Those are gray.
Those are gray also. That's what I'm saying, that both are gray. Oh. Those two are gray.
Well, when I refer to your oopsies, I'm talking about the OG 10-year-old.
Okay.
Those are really good.
Oopsie.
I put them on and I thought to myself, how much cum has been inside of these pants?
Quite a lot. Quite a bit.
A lot of jizz in your oopsies.
So much. So many loads. So much. It would... It would upset you to know how much.
And what about brown streaks? It's probably covered in streaks.
I don't think it's real streaky, but it's definitely had more jizz than you want to think about, for sure.
Yeah, I actually, and I'm not disgusted by you, really.
By you, really?
Uh-huh. But that time I thought, should I really be wearing his oopsies? Because there's so much common brown, probably, and yellow in them.
You look a little nauseous. This will conclude the end of Down the Hatch number 19. Ugh. Okay? Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, God.
It's too much jizz.
Right. I figured. Yeah. Down the Hatch number 19.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Tom, what was it when we were in the car and you thought it was really funny? Did you burp or you farted?
No, oh man, that's the hardest I've laughed in a year.
What were we doing?
So I was driving the car, and I had to fart. So what I did was, I went to. I like to make physical gestures when I fart.
That's the most sexiest part about our marriage.
So sometimes I'll punch the air and fart. So this time I took my hand, like you would, and I like a gun. So your thumb is the hammer, right? And your index and your middle finger are the barrel. Mm-hmm. And I did the thing where I was shooting the gun as I farted, so it sounded like I was farting out of my handgun. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, when I was done farting, I kept making my thumb move so the gun's still shooting. Mm-hmm. But there was no more fart, so I said, my gun jammed. And then I did it a few more times, and I go, gun jammed. And you go, I got the joke. I got it. And I laughed, I think, for 22 minutes straight. I don't think I've laughed that hard when you go, I understand the joke. I got it. It really made me laugh hard.
I think because I was annoyed because I just wanted to get to McDonald's to get my sundae.
Uh-huh.
And you were lollygagging with your new fart joke.
Yeah.
I didn't want any part of it.
I was basically like moving my hand. Then I go, gun jammed. Gun jammed on me. And you go, I got it. I got the joke. What you said, it was so much contempt.
Yeah.
And that's what made me laugh really hard.
My contempt for you, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm glad I made you happy for a minute.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of it.
Speaking of Michael Donaldez. Oh.
Oh, sorry.
We just went to McDonald's for our early dinner.
Yeah.
First dinner and then their second dinner later. But you seem to think that the Diet Coke is better than the regular Coke.
Well, the Diet Coke...
Which I understand most retarded people would agree.
The Diet Coke at McDonald's is just... look, all their stuff is crack. But you can ask any Diet Coke... Look, I'm not advocating drinking Diet Coke. It is terrible for you. You shouldn't drink it. All sodas, yeah, diet... It's all bad. And I try not to have it often. But if you go into Mickey D's and you do drink Diet Coke and you get it there, it's a whole other level. I don't know what it is about their mixture. Because it used to be people go... Well, their regular soda is better, which I'm sure it is. But their diet soda tastes different too, and in a better way. It's better.
Yeah, it's better than the shit you get out of the can.
Yeah,
because it's carbonated just the right amount,
and it's just the right amount of sweetness. There's no funk.
Yeah,
nothing. You ever get a fountain soda where you're like,
dude,
it has like some funk to it, like some back of the tongue tasting.
Yeah,
weird.
Like it's
shit.
Too syrupy and not bubbly enough. Like In and Out. They fuck up their Dr. Pepper.
They do?
Every time. Almost. It's hard to get Dr. Pepper in a fountain.
Yeah.
Because they fuck that up all the time. But I do think that the regular Coke is better than the Diet Coke at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you're fucking around with the DC there, but whatever.
Well, regular Coke might be... Yeah, that might be the way to go there.
And you know what's really great is their ketchup. It's so perfect.
It's a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
It's a little bit... And their fries.
Oh, man. Everything's so good.
If anybody chooses Burger King fries over McDonald's fries, mm-mm, I say absolutely go fuck your mother.
Yeah.
Because it's not even... There's no comparison.
No, you should stick those fries in her cooch.
Yeah. Stick them in the cooch. Have your mom and dad come on them and eat them.
Yeah.
That way, yeah. Because that's what you deserve.
Have it your way, asshole.
Have it your way. Eat that shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's gross. Fuck. Can I tell you something?
You feel like you feel like eating that now?
Oh God, I'm feeling disgusted because I don't want to eat something this disgusting right now. I'm not. I mean, I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry for it. For penis.
Wait, but don't you agree that Burger King is clearly inferior to McDonald's?
Yeah, it's without question.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And then Wendy's is below everything.
Ugh.
Wendy's doesn't even count, right?
Well, Arby's.
Oh, Arby's is the bottom of the barrel.
Some people love Arby's.
Not
they love
a lot.
Those roast. I met somebody that worked at an Arby's, and they said nothing is grosser than when they unload the pallets of the roast beef.
Of course.
And you work there, and you see that shit come in. And I've had a couple people tell me, as gross as all fast food is, though, you should get a burger at a fast food place over chicken. They said that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They said, preservation wise, and they said it's not, the chicken is really disgusting.
Well, the chicken probably doesn't move as quickly as the burgers do.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, I have.
Either way, you get stronger when you eat it. Whatever you eat there, you get strong.
It feels good. I had a joke about Arby's in my act for a while, and I'd pull the audience, like, who here loves Arby's, and out of a room of, say, you know, 200 people, there would be about a handful of diehard Arby's fans. And right. I'd be like, are you fucking serious?
Well, they're going to be on this, listening to this show.
Of course, we're going to get tons of email.
They're going to get hate mail. Not just email, hate mail.
But I was like, there's one entree there. It's the vagina beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then... But then people swear by their curly fries. That's what it is. The audience goes, curly fries.
Those people have a good point. Those curly fries are out of control good.
I've never had them. I've only eaten at Arby's once in my life as a child.
Damn it.
Arby's. Once as a child.
Curly fries are off the chain.
With my dad. And it, my dad eats like shit.
Yeah.
And even he doesn't dig Arby's.
Really?
He's a Carl's Jr. guy.
You like Carl's
and
Jr.
And a KFC guy.
Yeah, my dad, dude, Top Dog.
McDonald's
and KFC.
Yeah, I think KFC is the worst.
My dad told me the other day that if it was okay to do, he would eat at McDonald's and KFC every day.
Of course.
There are some people that do, which is the craziest part.
There's people probably who listen to our show that do.
That's really crazy, man.
You're going to die. Well, I think KFC is the worst for you. I would argue that... The batter, the fried,
they
dip it and they fry it.
I thought you meant like it's more batter to eat somewhere. Like there's more batter to eat there than at the other place.
The sides are garbage. The potatoes are garbage.
Yeah.
The corn is dipped in butter. Everything in butter.
Yeah.
The gravy's pretty tasty, but that's dog shit for you too.
Nothing's good for you there. How about those commercials they're doing now? Yikes.
Oh.
those are pretty cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What can you do?
Yeah.
You got to make money somehow.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody needs to make a living. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Swinger looking good.
Okay, listen to me though.
Yeah.
If you had to eat one fast food place every day for a month.
Yeah.
Where do you go? What are you going to do?
If you had to eat at one fast food place for a month. Well, we saw how good McDonald's was for you in Super Size Me. That is a...
Jesus.
Punishing documentary to watch. I mean, you see that and you're like, man, what am I doing with my life?
But if now
you eat there once a month and you feel like shit.
No, we've already done damage. But now they've added salads and crap because of that.
That documentary,
yeah.
They took Super Size off of the menu. That's what kind of an impact that documentary has. That used to be that was part of the lexicon, you know?
Sure.
You go, Super Size Me.
Sure.
Make me a bigger piece of shit is what that is. And then they eliminated it.
And now they list the calorie count on all the entrees.
That's voluntary. They do that voluntarily.
But now, but as I'm saying, McDonald's now might be your viable choice because it has salads and fruit and, you know, the crap that nobody orders at McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, though. If you had to eat somewhere...
What about Pizza Hut? Can we count Pizza Hut in?
Sure.
They have
you need... But if you're going to eat there for a month, I think the key is... The key is variety. You know,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
In-N-Out is delicious, and they have a much fresher tasting everything than most fast food places because it gets there fresher. You know, they slice up their potatoes.
The meat comes every other day or something.
I've never tasted a tomato... Like theirs, you know, it's like it's like a like from the produce department. Like they just bought it at the farmer's market.
Potatoes are real; you can see them putting them in the cutter.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but the problem with In-N-Out, you can't use because you're not going to have it for 30 days in a row, and they don't have anything but burgers
for breakfast. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's so
you
gross.
Fucking maniac. What's the healthiest style fast food?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
I know that's what I'm trying to think.
Well, okay, what about Chipotle?
Chipotle is a good option because you could really, you have some variety and you could mix up, you could, you know, you could do chicken, they have pork, they have meat, you could do with beans, without, brown rice, white rice, you could eat it in a bowl, you could eat it in a wrap. That's pretty good, but you're going to feel really sick after a couple days of eating that and you're going to shit crazy shit.
So much. But here's what I would do though, I would eat once a day if Chipotle was my place.
Yeah.
And then I would just eat like a burrito and then just get diarrhea and then wait until the next day at dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, so here's your options. You've got Del Taco, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Arby's, McDonald's, Burger King, Chipotle.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut. Let's just throw Pizza Hut in there to make things interesting.
Yeah.
Am I forgetting anybody? KFC, no, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I was going to say Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Which their menu's even way more limited, right?
I think it's mostly just chicken. I think they have something else, though. I don't remember. They do breakfast stuff, but then they even give you chicken at breakfast. And they hate the gays. I don't know if we can support them.
Yeah.
No, it's delicious enough to be anti-gay.
No.
Yes, it is.
In California, you can't.
I did that whole thing. And I was like, that's terrible. And then I was like, man, it's super fucking good.
Yeah, I've only had Chick-fil-A once, so I'm not hooked on it as much as someone who lived in the South is, like you.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
With your hatred.
I mean,
gays.
It's no Bojangles, but it's pretty fucking good, man.
I like Bojangles. I've had that in airports.
Yeah.
Like in Atlanta, it's pretty
Chick-fil-A
good.
Is just enraging because they're stupid fucking... ultra Christian asses are closed on Sundays.
That's stupid.
And that is just infuriating when you're like, oh man, Sunday airport, and you see Chick-fil-A closed. You're like, man, motherfucker.
I know.
And you're like, well, it's Sunday. Well, you know, we close 52 fucking Sundays a year.
No, fuck them.
Yeah. Sucks.
Well, here's the thing. Chipotle is good because all those ingredients are fresh.
Oh, Chipotle. Yeah.
Oh, Jack in the Box. But who the fuck eats a Jack in the... I mean, I never do. Have you ever eaten there, really?
Jack in the Box? I don't remember.
Like in college, I get their tux.
Wait, and is Arby's Hardee's?
No, Hardee's is Carl's Jr. in different
states.
Oh,
Hardee's is Carl's Jr. Okay.
Carl's Jr. That's another one.
Okay. I don't know, man.
Fuck. You want the place with the freshest ingredients that you can kind of mix and match.
I mean, you hate to say it. But it's almost like you should actually do it at Mickey D's now.
I know.
And you could, you could mix it up. You could do...
You have a hot fudge sundae for breakfast. That's a given.
You have your hot fudge sundae for breakfast. They do breakfast all day now.
Right, which
so
you
can
love.
Oh, man. But I haven't been there for that, you know?
Yeah.
But Egg McMuffins and all that.
You could eat those. Those aren't that bad, right? Egg McMuffins?
They're not as bad as you assume that they are. When you actually look at the... nutritional info on them, they're not crazy,
dude. It's an egg,
yeah,
it's a piece of ham,
mm-hmm.
and bread English and cheese, yeah, you don't have to get the cheese if you want to be healthier. Yeah.
You're not eating, it's not 2,000 calories or anything.
Don't do the hashies
are bad for your heart. Yeah, you shouldn't do that, man.
Hashies are bad for your heart.
Hashies
okay
are bad.
I'm gonna choose Chipotle.
Yeah,
and just eat once a day.
Okay.
And just get diarrhea every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me see. This is really... Okay. Okay. All right. What's happening?
Yeah.
Hey, why do I have to see
somebody's
this stuff,
it.
Man?
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to fucking throw up.
Yet.
Babe, I don't...
Not yet. Here we go.
Okay, I got it. All right. I don't want to see it.
Don't look. Oh, she's got tape around her mouth. Did you see
yes,
that?
Yes, I caught
wet.
That.
Oh. Yeah, gag.
Okay.
Nasty.
You nasty.
That is nasty.
Ugh.
That is
you
nasty.
You nasty, bitch.
You so nasty.
Damn.
How does my asshole smell, huh?
Pretty bad.
That's terrible.
Oof.
How does my asshole smell?
Huh? Yeah. I think I'm actually, it's not really stepping out of the box, but I think variety-wise, you actually do have to stay at Mickey D's, I think.
Yeah. I just think the meat is so bad.
Yeah.
You're really poisoning your body. If you eat it more than once a fucking.
Just have a salad on a Sunday. You feel fine.
A salad on Sunday.
Yeah,
I do.
That's probably
Sundays.
Somebody's,
entree
ritual.
Choice,
no,
that's
their ritual. Like every once a week, they go, "I have my salad on my Sunday."
I'm a bad girl and a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
I get a Diet Coke.
Somebody sent this, and they said, "Link for Tom."
Yeah, now they're wising up. Yeah. They're wising up to the process here. Thank you.
So I'll tell you what I see here. You can tell me.
The theater of the mind. Describe it to us.
Yeah. This is definitely not a clip to play for that I can put on our site. So what I see is a woman laying on her back, and you're seeing her from the side, and then a very muscular black man is having sex with her.
Okay.
She's holding a vibrator to her vagina as well, to her clitoris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then a clothed man, mm-hmm. who I can only presume is her husband, since this is called the Husby Helping Me clip, is kissing her. He's leaned over and he's kissing her.
Okay.
And he seems like he's really, you know, is that, that's a pretty accurate description, I think, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then this guy said, to fast forward this.
Come on, baby. You're actually squirting. Come on.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know why he said there's a big moment here.
Wow, look at that. Baby, oh my God. You okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, I bet. Holy shit, you gotta see all that cum down there.
That's okay. You know what's crazy is that...
That was her husband. Oh, wow. Are you okay? You ought to see all that down there, you fucking nerd.
Can you believe that some woman carried that piece of shit man around inside of her for 9 months?
Is that all you think about now?
Yeah. Delivered you, clothed you, fed you, kept you alive as an infant. And that's your fucking contribution to society?
Look at all that cum.
Look at all that cum. Like, fucking loser. Ugh. You waste of human life. God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
you okay?
God.
You okay?
Yeah, I bet. Holy shit, you gotta see all that cum down there.
Oh, my God.
Holy crapola.
Crapola.
I'll get you some water so you don't die.
What a nerd.
Holy shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Holy crapola.
Woohoo! I'd love to see her cum.
Ew.
That really is, that's like some dude's favorite thing, is to watch... You
Did
know?
You hear that?
Yeah.
Are you throwing it out there as something we could try?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to find a big black guy?
Yep. And then I'll go, holy crapola.
Can I tell you something?
Hmm.
In my heart of hearts, I would ruin a porno scene by saying something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good at being, like, you know, talking sexy. I probably would be the same thing. I'd be like, well, that's a lot of cum there, Tom.
Well, that's...
Sexy talks.
You would say Tom, too?
Tom.
You just call everyone Tom?
Yeah. Because you're the only person I've had sex with for the last 15 years.
15?
How long have we been together? 48.
Tacking on, man. Yeah, I'm sure it's hard to say the right thing, but...
Yeah.
That guy was still... He was goofy, man.
Hey, guys. That's a lot of cum.
Yeah. That's really yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of oh my gosh, we got you sent me a video, not some of the disgusting stuff we've already played, more disgusting, separately disgusting, where who is it? Somebody sent in the female fart compilation video.
Right. So that was submitted. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
And I just forwarded that to you. I feel like you need to see that too.
Thank you for sending that.
You're welcome.
I saw it. It is still...
Oh my gosh.
It's still gross. It's still what you assume it would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also it has the oh my gosh fart lady in it.
It's so special.
Why did you send this to me?
Hi.
Why? Why not?
Oh, sorry.
So it's just
ladies farting.
Yeah.
Ladies can fart too, Tom.
Ooh. Okay, so there's all these farts. Okay, and then look who it is. Here. Look who is that.
Oh, my gosh.
There she is. Yeah.
Can we put this on the site? Is that cool? Or is there too much naked? Is there naked stuff?
I don't see any naked. No, it's not naked.
Okay, send that to me. I want people to see her.
You want her to see her? Okay.
She doesn't look how I thought she would.
How do you think she would look?
I thought
more
she...
More distinguished?
Yeah, like wearing a fur.
Uh-huh.
And a cigarette and a holder. No. I pictured her looking blonde.
Really?
Yeah, like a bleachy blonde. Like the kind you do at home. Too white.
Yeah.
Some roots.
Well, now she's there. I just sent her the email.
It flew in the sky.
Flew in the sky. And everybody can see the oh my gosh lady.
I want to, like, what is that, a gif? Just of her going, uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, speaking of internet art, thank you guys for putting Bert's head on Gerard Depardieu's body.
Yeah.
We got quite a few submissions on Twitter. Really good work. I would argue that Gerard Depardieu has the worst body of any human being
that's
on film.
That is not a point I would debate. That if I don't know if you guys, by the way, looked up Welcome to New York, but you get to see him completely naked, and it is something else. It does look like Bert in 4 years, and you guys, a lot of you made... those, what is it, Photoshop photos that were fucking hilarious. So we talked about, you know, he just is such a fucking pig, and how big Depardieu is, and it looks like, I think I actually last week I said, looks like he drinks straight out of the bottle. So here is an article someone sent us. Depardieu, the titan of French cinema, claims he sometimes drinks up to 14 bottles of wine a day.
What?
Even a quintuple heart bypass operation years ago does not seem to have tempered the actor's drinking, nor a serious motorcycle crash while over the limit. The Frenchman's fondness for wine is such that he runs his own award-winning vineyard in the Medoc. He told French magazine SoFilm, "I can't drink like a normal person. I can absorb 12, 13, 14 bottles per day."
Wow.
In the morning, it starts at home with champagne or red wine before 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Then again, champagne.
Jesus.
Gerard said he breaks up the wine intake with a little aniseed liqueur pastis. He added, then food accompanied by 2 bottles of wine. In the afternoon, champagne, beer, and more pastis around 5 p.m. to finish off the bottle. Later on, vodka and whiskey. But I'm never totally drunk. Just
sure.
A little pissed. Does that sound like somebody we know?
Yeah.
That we were comparing him to?
Yeah.
And then all he says, all you need is a 10-minute nap and voila.
Uh-huh.
A slurp of rose wine and I feel as fresh as a daisy.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm not going to die. Not now. I still have energy.
Dude, he is a raging alcoholic, this guy.
Yeah. However, His behavior was condemned by French mental health expert Professor Michel Lejoyeux, who blasted French attitudes to the heavy consumption of alcohol. A consumption of 14 bottles a day is beyond all data, all thresholds and health references of the World Health Organization. It's
sure.
The proof of the vision we have of alcohol poisoning. Man, that is unbelievable.
Hey, how come alcoholics don't have to sleep?
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
Like, you know how they just don't need to sleep? They just wake. They sleep like 15 minutes, like he's saying, and
yeah.
Then they keep partying?
I don't know.
Like, how is that possible?
We could call Bert. I don't know.
Because I thought the booze puts you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, any alcoholics out there, write in. Let me know why it is that you don't have to sleep when you're a raging alcoholic. Because
yeah.
I worked with a guy on a show one time who was a big alcoholic, and he would just drink all day, all night, and then sleep literally about an hour or two and just be up again.
It's really, yeah, it is weird how that works. I'm not really, I'm not sure.
Ask Bert. Guys, tweet Bert and ask him.
How come you don't have to? Wait, oh, here's the one we didn't tweet. Can you guys start tweeting Jimmy Johnson?
Right.
So I tweeted out the video that I showed Christina of
trickery.
Yeah, of what she believed was Jimmy Johnson's sex video. I'm talking about Jimmy Johnson, the Hall of Fame, or the, excuse me, Super Bowl champion winning coach. His hashtag, his handle on Twitter is at Jimmy Johnson, J-I-M-M-Y. Can you ask him about the sex tape that he made? I tweeted it out. I didn't want to put it on the website because it's pretty, you know, it's pretty intense, right?
Yeah.
But
it's not something you'd want to.
Ask him if he has any more sex tapes and tell him you enjoyed watching his first sex tape.
You really got me. You really got me.
Because
the brilliance of that video was that I couldn't see the guy's face and it looked like an old man's body. He had like, he was real pasty and then he had real pink goat nuts too. Like long nuts and his dick looked old too.
His dick did look, and then that young, sweet girl was just
so sad.
So face deep in that butthole.
Yeah, she really worked it and she put her finger in there and licked it like it was a lollipop. Oh man.
How did
and
that?
Rusty trombone, everything. Yeah. I wonder how much she paid for that.
I don't know, man. That's really something, though. It's something.
Speaking of sex,
mm-hmm.
dude, we were right, by the way. Our prediction for the last season of Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sex fest.
Yeah.
And we called it.
We did call it.
Carson the butler is marrying, what's her name? Do we know? I forget
Mrs.
her
Hughes.
Name. Mrs. Hughes, and the whole episode was about sex.
Oh, my God.
This is from,
lick my balls too.
This is from Downton Abbey.
Right there. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, right there. Oh, my God. Yeah, show it.
There it is.
Yeah, that's Carson.
That's below the stairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. That's Downton Abbey clip.
Nailed
and
it.
We did predict that. And by the way, I got a lot of compliments from our British mummies, our mummies, on my British voice.
Really?
A lot of them were saying, you know, totally fooled. Like, you've nailed it.
Nailed
You're
it.
You're great.
Now, we watch Peaky Blinders a little bit. Do you want to practice your Birmingham?
That guy. Are you shitty? Should we pull him up?
Bam.
That.
Birmingham.
Bam. Birmingham. That guy seemed almost like it was a joke.
Wait, which dude?
Not the star.
I love
but the
that
first guy. That
guy looks like Tony Hinchcliffe. That's who he looks like. The Peaky Blinders guy, doesn't he?
The star.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Tony Hinchcliffe, good friend of ours. His special is coming to Netflix the 15th, so it's later this week, I believe.
That's
so
crazy.
Congratulations to him. That is huge for our buddy Tony. And many thanks to all of you that have messaged us. We haven't even discussed that since the special just came out. So
a lot of positive reviews, Tom.
Positive energy, positive reviews. It's been, it's been really something.
Has your dad given you any comedy notes?
He was very happy with it. He told me his favorite lines and stuff. But,
I mean, did he suggest any material for you? Or some dad jokes you could punch up with?
No. Thank God, no.
Yeah.
He still does this thing, which makes me crazy, but I'm tolerating, which is everything that he talks about, he makes a comedy analogy. Where I'm just like, dude, I get it without that. Do you know what I mean? So he thinks I don't understand something unless he puts it in stand-up comedy terms.
You know, like in your comedy routines when you're doing that.
He'll say,
you
know, this business, it'll be like a business story. They're not checking the product out on the factory line before it goes out. And I go, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, Tommy, that'd be like if you were to write a joke, okay, and then you'd never tried the joke out. I'm like, I understand it without this comedy analogy. Like, you don't have to put it in comedy terms.
Right.
Or he'll say, you know, the guy went ahead and just, you know, thought he could just run this company with that. I mean, you featured for years. You know, I mean, it'd be like if you never, you didn't MC and you didn't feature, and now you're trying to say you're headlining. And I'm like, why do you keep doing this to me?
He's relating, Tom.
I know, I'm like, oh, man, you don't have to put this in stand-up terms.
Do you know what my dad said when I told him? No, he told me, he goes, oh, Tommy has a Netflix special. I go, yeah. He goes, is it any good? I'm like, motherfucker, like, first of all, of course it's good, but if it weren't, would I be like, nah, my it's husband's not funny. Like, yeah. My husband's.
It's not good, Dad.
It's not. Don't watch it. Is it any good?
My favorite thing, this is kind of unrelated to this, but it's just is curious to me, is I'll see on Twitter where someone I don't know goes, hey, if you want to see something really funny, watch Tom's new Netflix special. And it'll be tagged. You know, I'll be tagged, Tom Segura. And then under it, someone will say, who's that?
Who's that, right?
It's like, well, dude, if the tweet they wrote is, if you want to see a stand-up special, that check out, what more should they explain? Yeah. So they go, he's a stand-up comedian that you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, the
whole premise is you don't know
you
it.
You don't know,
so get to know
so
it.
Watch the thing.
Yeah. Well, you
who's
know.
That?
Yeah, retarded. The whole world should be exterminated.
Now you were seen doing the powder trick down at Gallison Courts.
Times are hard. People need a reason to lay a bet.
There was a Chinese.
Washer women say she's a witch. It helps them believe.
We don't mess with Chinese.
Look at the book.
Chinese have cutters of their own.
We agreed, Arthur. I'm taking charge of drumming up new money.
Don't mess with Chinese.
Oh, that was so good. I thought it was...
Chinese have cutters of their own.
Wow. That was really good.
What if Mulligan Boy wins? Tell me. You fix him races now. Do you have permission from Billy Kimber to be fixing races?
His accent is crazy,
fixing
right?
Races.
I mean, that's really strong.
And he's got that gravel voice, too.
It's gravelly. Yeah. It's strong. Strong.
What is Peaky Blinders? What does that mean, even?
Well,
Peaky Blinders!
That's this gang that's in this show.
Right, but what does it mean, blinders. A Peaky Blinder?
Is that
to peek
to
through
do?
Blinders?
Doesn't that have to do with horse racing?
Oh,
isn't that
maybe.
The blinder on the horse?
Yeah, right? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck a Peaky Blinder is. Peaky Blinders. Mate.
Well, it says it's real. I didn't know that.
A Peaky Blinder?
Well, it says the Peaky Blinders were a real criminal gang. I didn't know that was true. And they were in Birmingham.
Bam.
We've been there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. According to this guy, the name Peaky Blinders is said to derive from the practice of stitching razor blades into the peak of their flat caps.
Oh, yeah, they showed that in the show.
Which could then be used as weapons.
Oh, yeah, because in the bar, the guy picks up his hat and goes, oh, whatever. You got that going for you.
It says a more mundane explanation is that Peakies was a common nickname for flat caps with peaks. Mm-hmm. The gangs were known to have a distinctive clothing style wearing the peaked caps.
You know who else does that razor blade stuff? Cholas.
Yeah.
They had razor blades in their hair.
Was that? I thought it was for the horses. It's really about the caps.
It's pretty good.
That was really good. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Peaky Blinders or Downton Abbey doesn't call you and ask you to guest on... an episode. Or...
Well, here's my audition tape.
And what's got into you? You think we can take on the Chinese and Billy Kimber? Billy's got a bloody army!
I think.
That's what I do.
It's good.
I think. So that you don't have to.
Oof. That's pretty intense, huh?
His nose from Belfast.
Here's this guy.
It's good Bolton Lovelock got back from Belfast last
night.
What
the fuck is
that's
he saying?
English? That's that guy. That is a guy.
Waka flocka, waka flocka.
What a flocka got back from Belfast last night.
It's good Bolton Lovelock got back from Belfast last night.
What the fuck?
They were buying a stallion to cover their mares. They were in a pub on the Shankill Road yesterday, and in that pub, there was a copper. Handing out these.
Handing out these.
I feel like you've mastered English.
Yeah.
The English accent.
I know.
Well, what's your next thing going to be?
I don't know. I mean, I really haven't found an accent I can't master yet.
Would you like me to challenge you?
Sure.
Let's go.
Okay.
Australian, go.
Hey, mate. Me? I'm from Melbourne.
That was really good.
Yeah, I got a fucking didgeridoo.
See? It's easy.
German, go.
The Ausschenfassung. This thing is about these German autos is that they move faster because the
sounds a little Asian. Are you mixing your
Asian?
Chinese?
What?
It sounds a little Chinese. Like,
does not sound Chinese.
I have another hood in my voice.
No,
I'm free in now.
You need to clean the fucking wax out of your ears. It was perfect.
That was perfect German?
Look, there only perfect comes out of me.
Right.
I spit perfection.
Okay, let's do Asian then. Go do your Chinese accent.
Do you like it where I put more pressure?
There.
And that would be your masseuse.
Yeah.
More pressure.
Yeah.
Do her. I do.
It's good. Oh, you want more pressure?
Didn't she ask you something and you totally misunderstood her?
Yeah. She goes, I go in the room and she goes, she walks out, she comes in, she goes, you call? And I go, what? She goes, you call? And I go, yeah, because I called. Though she was saying, did you call for this appointment or did you just?
Right.
I go, yeah. And she goes, okay. And then she walks out and then I hear her turn the heat on because she was saying, are you cold? And I said, yeah. And then later she goes, hot? And I go, yeah. And then she pushed extra hard because she was saying hard, which I thought she was saying, are you hot?
Sure. What kind of Asian is she?
She is Thai.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
I said Chinese and then you did Thai accent.
Oh, right.
So maybe if you could, and I know you can, just do slightly different. Like, what's the difference between a Thai and like a Chinese accent? If you could do that, please.
Like, mom, my son, now. You want me to come out? Oh my,
I'm sorry. Which one is that? Which one are you doing?
That's Chinese. Yeah,
I thought that was sounded to my untrained ear Thai a little.
Yeah,
more.
No, you don't know what the fuck you're talking
sure.
about.
Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
You want pom 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 pom?
That's Chinese.
Yeah,
and then Thai, please.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So that's. The Thai one, you have to cry a little before you talk.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Vietnamese? Can you do that?
I mean, I can do them all. It's just a matter of what.
Well, can I hear more? I feel like I just heard a little taste.
Here we go. Here's Vietnamese.
His paper is stuck in butter. Oh, no.
That's Filipino, actually.
Filipino.
No. What color you want? You want another? You want color? You want pink color?
There you go.
They, no, they go from Angela Johnson's bit. They go, what color do you want?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like pink nail?
Man, how fucking much could you crush one bit harder than she crushed that?
It gave her a whole career.
A lucrative career.
It's amazing, isn't it?
She'd be getting lucrative off of...
For sure.
Off of a bit.
Truth be told, I like it, though. I do like the bit. I hate to admit it, but I think it's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
It's a great bit. She does
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
That one's my favorite of all times.
Yeah, it's great.
I have not actually...
heard my voice in 3 years now.
3 years now. I'm sorry. Could you take us out with a little tie?
A little
like,
Thai?
Could you talk Thai? Like,
oh,
say
yeah.
Thanks for listening, but do it in your perfect Thai accent for people.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Thank you for listening to your mom's podcast. Tanner, fire up to listen to the songs.
What do you think?
That was really good.
Thank you, as always, for listening to our show.
More pressure.
More pressure.
And we'll be back next week. And
thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Arigato.
Oh, I should tell you, quick plug at the end of this. Must,
yep.
In celebration of the new special, we restocked and are re-releasing the Sup Kane shirts. So they're back on sale. We restocked them. And we also introduced a couple more shirts. So if you go to...
oh, my God. It smelled bad.
Oh, God. Just go... Jesus fuck Christ. Me, man. All right. Just go to this fucking
store. Do you
store.
Smell that?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to smell it.
I have diarrhea in my pants.
All right. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh 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 my God.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.